Now, Sarah Castor Perry looks back to 1984 and the invention of a technology that's helped to solve both criminal cases and paternity issues. That's DNA fingerprinting.
This week in science history saw in 1984 the invention of DNA fingerprinting by Sir Alec Jeffreys. Since then, the technique has been used in thousands of paternity and criminal cases around the world. We know that variation in features such as eye colour and blood group are heritable, i.e. they are passed on from parents to children, and are easy to test for. Jeffreys and his team were interested in whether small changes in the DNA code itself could be found, as being able to detect these tiny changes and whether they are inherited could be used to tell people apart or if they were related. Looking at something like the gene for blood group, you would not necessarily be able to tell if two people were related or if two blood samples came from the same person, as there is so little variation, just A, AB, B, and O, meaning that lots of people in the world have each blood type. In order to tell people apart using their DNA, Jeffreys' team began looking for pieces of DNA that would show more variation. This led them to pieces called VNTRs, variable number tandem repeats, basically pieces of DNA that have repeats of a sequence of bases. There are four bases, adenine, thymine, cytosine and guanine, or A, T, C and G, that make up the genetic code. The order they are found in the DNA determines everything about you, whether you have blonde hair, brown eyes or diseases such as cystic fibrosis. In a variable number tandem repeat area of DNA, there would be a core sequence of between 10 to 80 bases that would be repeated anywhere between 1 and 20 times in that piece of DNA, with the number of repeats being inherited from your parents. These repeats occur in many places in the human genome. The first variable number tandem repeat that Jeffreys and his team found was in the gene for myoglobin, an oxygen-carrying pigment found in muscle. They were able to create a probe for the core sequence, which would find the sequence anywhere that it was present in the DNA code. The eureka moment occurred at 9:05 on the morning on September 10, 1984. Jeffreys was looking at the results of an experiment they carried out using the DNA of his lab assistant and her parents to see if the probe they had created would show up inherited variations in the length of the sequence repeats. A clear pattern was visible, showing the differences in the lengths of the repeats between the assistant and her parents, but also which of the repeats she had inherited from each parent. Jeffreys immediately understood the importance of this technique for resolving paternity disputes, immigration cases, and criminal cases. Since the late 1990s, sequences of DNA called short tandem repeats, similar to the variable number tandem repeats discovered by Jeffreys, have been used. As the name suggests, short tandem repeats contain a much smaller core sequence of between 2 and 10 bases, compared with between 10 and 80 for the variable number tandem repeats. These are less damaged by degradation of a DNA sample than the larger variable number tandem repeats, making them much more useful in a forensic case where DNA from a crime scene might have been affected by time or the elements. As TV shows like CSI and Silent Witness have shown, DNA fingerprinting is used in criminal cases to link suspects to a scene or a rape victim or to find the identity of a body. But a relatively new use of the technology is for conservation. It is being used at Zurich Zoo to investigate how their flock of rare ibis birds are related so that they can prevent the birds from inbreeding, something that's damaging to the health of the species. Countless criminal and paternity cases have involved DNA fingerprinting over the last 25 years. It's allowed dangerous and violent criminals to be put away. There are occasional problems, particularly as such care must be taken to prevent contamination, but it is an essential tool in the fight against crime, the solving of paternity disputes, and growing in use for conservation of rare species.
That was Sarah Castor Perry explaining how Sir Alec Jeffreys first invented DNA fingerprinting this week in 1984. That's all we have for this Naked Scientist Newsflash, which featured Chris Smith, Diana O'Carroll, Dave Ansell and Sarah Castor Perry. The Naked Scientist Newsflash is produced by me, Ben Valsler. As always, there's plenty more science available on our website and in our other podcasts. You can find them all on the web at thenakedscientists.com. We'll be back with another roundup of science news next week.
The Naked Scientist Newsflash, reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.